that as a rejection.
KillRadio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DG Marquis. 21st Century Activism News Hour is the opportunity for all of us to participate in this democracy that we live in. So I share with you some online action alerts that I've received via email. Give you the information, give you the opportunity to also take part so that you can be active in these issues related to the environment, equal rights, etc. So if you have any questions during the show today, you can reach me here at the station. We use AOL Instant Messenger. The username we use is killradio.org, just like our website address, killradio.org, just without the dot. There'll also be a lot of great music today. But first, before I begin with any of the action alerts, I want to share with you that I got this alert from Act for Change by Working Assets. MoveOn.org, the very progressive political action committee, is organizing town hall meetings and vigils to tell Congress to take a stand and end the war in Iraq. So if you go to MoveOn.org, which is MoveOn.org, very simple, you'll see right there, stand up in September. Thousands of us are getting together at vigils around the country to honor those who have given their lives in this war and show Congress the real cost of war. We're going to tell Congress and the media that the time to stand up to President Bush and redeploy our troops out of this unwinnable civil war in Iraq is now. And so what this does is there's a link where you can put in your zip code and say how many miles within your zip code that you want to search, and you pop that in, and I got a whole bunch within my area. It shows all the information you need to know. So again, that's at MoveOn.org. You'll see it right there. It's a central area where they're showing a whole bunch of links to vigils and town hall meetings to really take a stand about this war. So when we come back, we'll come to our first issue, brought to us from the Wilderness Society. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Marquis at killradio.org, MARQUIS at killradio.org.
To be in England in the summertime with my love, close to the edge. We'll be right back.
Get.
KillRadio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. That last track was Moloco with the Martin Buttridge remix of Familiar Feeling. Before that, we heard the original version of Rock the Funky Beat by Natural Born Chillers. And then we basically started off the set of music with Mighty Girl by Lindstrom and Prince Thomas, and then started the show today, Close to the Edit, Art of Noise. So I pointed you in the right direction to find out about the vigils that are happening across the country in September to wake up this Congress of ours about this war. So again, that's at moveon.org. Check it out. Click on the link and There's quite a many. Just in my area, I can see very, very many to go to. But let's go to the issue I'd like to first start off with. This comes to me from the Wilderness Society. And whenever you subscribe to any of these groups and they send you these action alerts, you get an email addressed to you. This one starts off with, nestled in remote East Central Idaho, the Salmon Chalice National Forest contains some of Idaho's wildest country. It's also home for many animal species, including bighorn sheep, gray wolves, salmon, steelhead, and sage grouse. The Salmon Chalice is an important migration corridor connecting the greater Yellowstone ecosystem to the northern Rockies ecosystem, and ultimately serves as an important linkage in the Yellowstone to Yukon corridor. But the future of this forest's wild character is in question as the Forest Service, feeling pressure from national ORV advocacy groups, moves to open wild areas of the forest, including areas proposed for wilderness protection. Let me reread that sentence. I didn't read that right. But the future of this forest's wild character is in question as the Forest Service, feeling pressure from national off-road vehicle advocacy groups, moves to open wild areas to the forest, including areas proposed for wilderness protection, to dirt bikes, ATVs, and other off-road vehicles. So to get to this link, if you didn't get this email, you can go to just wilderness.org. This is for the Wilderness Society. Wilderness.org, you'll see there's a link, take action, click on that. I think it's this one. Yep. Then you'll see under current advocacy campaigns, one that says off-road vehicles threaten largest recommended wilderness in lower 48. So you click on that. And again, there's the issue again. The email, again, of course, is already written. So you can see that. But if you look at the body of the email, like I've shared before, and most times with all these advocacy groups, the body of the email is open so that you can edit it accordingly, personalize it. Fill out the information on the right, and then send it off.
The 21st century.
And it's done. So again, this is through the Wilderness Society. It's at wilderness.org. It's a great group to subscribe to their action alerts. And again, this issue came when you just click on the Take Action tab. And then you'll see the current advocacy campaigns. This one we just did was titled Off-Road Vehicles Threaten Largest Recommended Wilderness in Lower 48. And this affects that huge area in the northern west part of the United States, Idaho. Huge area. So again, this comes to us from the Wilderness Society. If you have any questions, anything that I share today, you can always instant message me here at the station, killradio.org. That's through AOL Instant Messenger. You can also email me anytime you want, marquis@killradio.org, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S @killradio.org. The MySpace page for the show is myspace.com/marquis_KR. That's myspace.com/MARQUIS_KR. Right now we're listening to Kraftwerk with the Kling Klang mix of Expo 2000. Let's listen to the rest of that, go to music, and when we come back, we will have an issue brought to my attention from United Farm Workers. Killradio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour.
Spread power. Thank you.
KillRadio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. That last track was New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. Before that, we heard the Thomas Schumacher remix of Freeze, which is by Oliver Huntsman. And then we started the musical set with Cornelius and the song Drop. Our next action alert brings us, it comes to us from the United Farm Workers, ufw.org. That's U, F as in Frank, W.org. I believe we looked at this issue a few months ago, but they wanted to make sure everyone signed the petition because the comment period is ending September 1st, which is, God, right around the corner. I remember when I thought about September being a while ago, and now here it is. Practically tomorrow. So check out ufw.org, and under the take action, you'll see it says tell EPA to protect workers from toxic pesticides. They're also under campaign of the week. You can see a red background image. It shows a skull and crossbones. It says tell the EPA to protect workers from toxic pesticides. Now, this is to sign a petition. So let's look at it. Again, ufw.org. Click on the link. It said, pesticide safety is a major priority for the United Farm Workers. Thanks to Cesar Chavez's tireless work, the UFW was able to get DDT, a known pesticide, banned in its contracts 2 years before the federal government banned it. Caesar's last fast was over pesticides, specifically asking for five of the most dangerous pesticides, which include methyl bromide, to be banned. The U.S. EPA is currently reviewing dangerous fumigant pesticides for re-registration, including methyl bromide, metam sodium, chlorpyrifen, methyl bromide, dowsamet, and telone. All of these toxic chemicals pose a threat to the health of farm workers. These fumigants are among the most toxic pesticides in use today, causing birth defects, cancer, Parkinson's disease, and acute poisonings. Fumigant drift has resulted in mass poisonings in area of high use, often causing the evacuation of hundreds of people from their homes and sending many to the hospital. Fumigants also contribute to smog and other resulting respiratory illnesses. So this one, it's easy to take action. You just sign the petition. The information on the right that is required is there for you. You click on the link, sign now, and it's done. Again, this is through United Farm Workers, ufw.org. So protect farm workers from toxic pesticides. You almost want to go, well, maybe we shouldn't use them on our food. Isn't there something better we can come up with than putting these toxic chemicals on our food? Just shows you how back-asswards the world is. So again, that's ufw.org. Click on the link. Tell the EPA to protect workers from toxic pesticides. And this one's a petition rather than an email. We have one more action alert coming up. It'll be coming to us from Union of Concerned Scientists. Let's go to music now. The remainder of the song, this is The Everlasting Blink by the band Bent. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Marquis at killradio.org, myspace.com/Marquis_KR. Radio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour. The last issue of the day, this hour has gone by quickly, comes to us from Union of Concerned Scientists. I got this email that says, keep drugs out of your food. It says, through lax regulations, weak enforcement, and a total lack of public accountability, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has exhibited a miserable track record in regulating genetically engineered crops, including pharma industrial crops that are engineered to produce drugs and industrial chemicals. Union of Concerned Scientists' analysis shows that unless the USDA bans the outdoor use of food crops such as rice, corn, and soybeans as pharma industrial crops, our food supply is likely to become contaminated with these substances. Write the USDA today and tell them to protect your food by banning the outdoor production of drugs and chemicals in food crops. Now, since I got the email, there's a link there, but for you to find this one, go to UCSUSA.org. That's an acronym for Union Concerned Scientists USA.org. Again, UCSUSA.org. I feel like I have to say it a number of times because it's so simple and yet it's confusing, and perhaps maybe it seems like it's a dyslexic way of saying USC. It's really UCS. UCSUSA.org. Right there, it says in the spotlight. And actually, in the tabs, click on food, and then you'll see what's new. It says, protect our food, a campaign to take the harm out of pharma and industrial crops. Click on that. Again, click on the food link at UCSUSA.org. Click on the food link, and then you'll see the link right there. You'll see there's a petition to sign. There's more information. There's a petition paper, and there's also a database with more information. And I'm seeing the information, and at least through here, am I seeing how you get to sign this little petition? Oh, sign the petition. Click on the image that says sign the petition. That's actually the link to the petition itself. And there's the information again. It's the information that I had somewhat read, but it's personalized to us as people. Click on the link that says sign the petition, and then then you just fill out the tabs with all the information. Again, that's UCSUSA.org. Click on the action tab that says food, and then you'll see the link about taking harm out of our food supply, to paraphrase. And then you just fill in the information of the petition. The bolded information are the ones that are needed. You can skip the other ones, but me, I'm so thorough, I have to fill out every single thing. Except I'm not going to fill out organization. I should do that. I'm going to put killradio.org. Radio.org. So fill that all out. Postal code and everything. Email address obviously is very important to them. A lot of times this information you have to put in too is because they want to make sure you're actually a real person. You're not some dingbat filling out, just filling it out, and you're not like putting fake people. Like I saw in Weeds the other day, I was rewatching Weeds, and the Kevin Nealon's character filled out a petition for his rival who was running for a city council seat. He put his name as Mr. Fuck Houston. I love that show. Anyway, so you just do all that and send it off, and it's done. So once again, we have MoveOn.org presenting with us a way to connect with all the vigils that are happening in September against the war in Iraq, to wake up Congress about the price that this war is causing us on so many levels. Also, we looked at the Wilderness Society's take action regarding the Salmon Chalice National Forest. We looked at the United Farm Workers Action Alert, telling the EPA to protect workers from toxic pesticides. And then finally, Union of Concerned Scientists. We're looking at this issue where the USDA is not protecting our food from pharma and industrial crops, handling the non-pharma industrial crops. Again, these are important issues that once you find out about them, you're like, oh my God, why don't I know about this? Why isn't the news covering this? And gee, I wonder why. Maybe it's because it's all corporate owned. Fona, thank you so much for joining today. You've been listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour, which webcasts every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. You can always reach me at marquee@killradio.org. And coming up next at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Pacific Time, is Here Here with DJs Mark and John. The old submission show for killradio.org, band submit, and they play it. Thank you so much for listening.
Wir sind auf alles programmiert.